Hello and welcome to your GCSE Design and Technology Revision podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play today because we are diving into one of the most exciting and genuinely mind-blowing topics in the entire specification: modern materials, smart materials, composite materials, and technical textiles. Trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll be looking at the world around you completely differently. Whether it's the jacket you're wearing, the bridge you cross on the way to school, or the phone in your pocket, material science is everywhere. So, let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. In your exam, you need to be able to identify and explain three main categories of advanced materials: modern materials, smart materials, and composite materials. And then there's a fourth category, technical textiles, which we'll cover separately. The key thing examiners want to see is that you don't just know the names, you understand what makes each material special, and crucially, where and why it's used. That's what earns you marks. Right, let's start with modern materials. The word modern here means materials developed relatively recently through new manufacturing processes or scientific discoveries. They often have properties that traditional materials simply don't have. The first one you absolutely must know is graphene. Graphene is a single layer of carbon atoms arranged in a hexagonal lattice, like a honeycomb, but just one atom thick. It is the thinnest, strongest material ever discovered. It's also an excellent conductor of electricity and heat. In your exam, if you're asked to explain why graphene might be used in a high-performance tennis racket, you'd say graphene's exceptional strength-to-weight ratio means the racket can be lighter without sacrificing structural integrity, improving the player's speed and control. Next up, shape memory alloys, often abbreviated to SMAs. These are metal alloys, usually a mix of nickel and titanium, that can be deformed but will return to their original shape when heated. Think of it like a metal that has a memory. The classic application is in medical stents, tiny mesh tubes inserted into arteries in a compressed form, then expanding to their original shape at body temperature to keep the artery open. Brilliant, right? Now let's talk about nanomaterials. The prefix nano means 1 billionth, so nanomaterials are engineered at the scale of individual atoms and molecules, typically between 1 and 100 nanometers in size. At this scale, materials behave very differently from their bulk counterparts. Carbon nanotubes are used to reinforce composite materials, making them stronger and lighter. Nanoparticles of silver have antimicrobial properties and are used in medical dressings and even clothing. Two more modern materials to know: conductive inks and reactive glass. Conductive inks conduct electricity and can be printed onto flexible surfaces to create circuits, sensors, and RFID tags, used in smart packaging and wearable technology. Reactive glass, sometimes called electrochromic glass, changes its opacity in response to an electrical charge. You'll find it in smart windows in offices and aircraft, tinting automatically to reduce glare without the need for blinds. Now, let's move on to smart materials, and this is where things get really interesting. The key difference between a modern material and a smart material is this: smart materials respond to changes in their environment. They sense a stimulus, like heat, light, pressure, or electricity, and they change their properties in response. Think of them as materials with built-in intelligence. Piezoelectric materials generate an electrical charge when mechanical pressure is applied to them. Applications include sensors in touchscreens, energy harvesting from footsteps in busy public spaces, and medical ultrasound equipment. Thermochromic pigments change colour with temperature, used in food packaging to indicate correct serving temperature, or in baby products to warn if bath water is too hot. Photochromic materials respond to light. The classic example is photochromic lenses in glasses that darken in sunlight. Quantum tunneling composite, or QTC, is a fascinating one. In its normal state, it's an electrical insulator, but when compressed, it becomes a conductor. This makes it incredibly useful in pressure-sensitive switches and flexible sensors. Imagine a glove that can detect exactly how firmly you're gripping something. That's QTC in action.
Right, let's shift to composite materials. A composite material is made from two or more constituent materials with significantly different physical or chemical properties. When combined, they produce a material with characteristics different, and usually better, than either component alone. The classic analogy is concrete reinforced with steel. Concrete is strong in compression, but weak in tension. Steel is strong in tension. Put them together and you get reinforced concrete, strong in both. That's the genius of composites. Carbon fibre reinforced polymer, or CFRP, is probably the most famous composite. Carbon fibres are embedded in a polymer resin matrix. The result is a material that is exceptionally strong and stiff, yet very lightweight. It's used in aerospace, Formula One cars, high-performance bicycles, and sports equipment. CFRP has a superior strength-to-weight ratio, reducing the car's mass and improving acceleration, but it is significantly more expensive and cannot be easily repaired after impact. Glass-reinforced plastic, GRP, sometimes called fiberglass, uses glass fibres in a polyester resin. It's cheaper than CFRP, corrosion resistant, and used in boat hulls, car body panels, and wind turbine blades. Plywood is a simpler but equally important composite. Thin layers of wood veneer bonded together with alternating grain directions. This cross-lamination dramatically increases strength and resistance to warping compared to solid timber. And Kevlar, the composite used in bulletproof vests, combines high tensile strength with flexibility, making it ideal for protective applications. Now, technical textiles. These are fabrics engineered for specific functional performance rather than aesthetics. There are seven categories you need to know. Agrotextiles, crop protection nets and soil stabilization. Construction textiles, scaffolding nets and roofing membranes. Geotextiles, drainage, filtration and erosion control. Domestic textiles, fire-resistant curtains and antimicrobial bedding. Protective textiles, bulletproof vests and flame-resistant suits. Sports textiles, moisture-wicking fabrics and compression garments. Environmentally friendly textiles, recycled fibres and biodegradable fabrics. Here's your memory hook for the seven categories. A clever gorilla does protect sports environments. Agro, construction, geo, domestic, protective, sports, environmental. Say it with me. A clever gorilla does protect sports environments. Brilliant. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. The most important thing to understand is the command word. Identify just needs a name, one or two words. Describe needs you to say what something looks like or how it works. Explain needs a reason. The word because is your best friend. Evaluate needs a balanced judgment, advantages and disadvantages, leading to a conclusion. Candidates who lose marks most often do so because they describe when they should explain or they list advantages without any evaluation. The most common mistakes I see. First, confusing modern and smart materials. Modern materials are new. Smart materials respond to stimuli. Second, not giving an application. Examiners award credit for naming a specific use. Don't say it's used in industry. Say it's used in medical stents. Third, confusing geotextiles and construction textiles. Geotextiles are for ground engineering, drainage, filtration, erosion. Construction textiles are for the built environment above ground. Quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a moment to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the key property of a shape memory alloy? Answer. It returns to its original shape when heated above its transition temperature. Question 2. Name two types of technical textile and give one application of each. Answer. Protective textiles, used in bulletproof vests, and geotextiles, used in road reinforcement. Question 3. What are the two components of carbon fibre reinforced polymer? Answer. Carbon fibres and a polymer resin matrix. Question 4. What is the difference between a modern material and a smart material? Answer. Modern materials are newly developed with enhanced properties. Smart materials respond to stimuli and change their properties accordingly. Brilliant work. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered three major material categories, modern, smart and composite, plus the seven types of technical textile. The key takeaways are, know your examples and their specific applications, understand the difference between modern and smart materials, use the command word to structure your answer correctly, and always give a real-world application to demonstrate understanding. In your written exam, this topic can appear as short identification questions worth 1 or 2 marks, or as extended explain and evaluate questions worth 4 to 6 marks. Both are very achievable if you know your material, pun intended. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions. And remember, every mark you earn in that exam is a mark you've worked for. You've got this. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.